Imagine waking up on your 200th birthday feeling like you're 25. This isn't science fiction. It's the future envisioned by Sergey Young, whose Longevity Vision Fund has committed $100 million to life-extending technologies. After a personal health scare involving high cholesterol, Young dedicated himself to a moonshot goal, helping 1 billion people live healthy lives well beyond 100 years. We're rapidly approaching what scientists call longevity escape velocity, the point where technology extends life expectancy faster than we age. Each breakthrough builds exponentially upon previous advances, from CRISPR gene editing to artificial intelligence in drug discovery. The question isn't whether we'll dramatically extend human lifespan, but when, and whether current generations will live long enough to benefit from these breakthroughs. This creates what researchers call the bridge-to-a-bridge strategy, staying healthy enough with today's technology to reach the next wave of life-extending innovations that could transform humanity's relationship with mortality itself. Despite centuries of research, there's no consensus on what aging fundamentally is. Various theories exist, from free radical damage to telomere shortening. Modern longevity pioneers focus less on unified theories and more on targeting the hallmarks of aging. 10 biological processes, including genomic instability, telomere attrition, and epigenetic alterations that drive decline. What matters most isn't your chronological age, but your biological age, how your body is actually functioning. Dr. Steve Horvath's epigenetic clocks measure biological age by identifying 323 DNA methylation points that change predictably over time, allowing researchers to evaluate interventions without waiting decades. Even identical twins die on average more than 10 years apart due to lifestyle differences. Your psychological age matters too. People who feel younger show better physical health, cognitive function, and sex lives, while those who feel older experience accelerated cellular aging and a 25% increased mortality risk. Our healthcare system fails us through late diagnosis, inaccuracy, and inaccessibility. Early detection significantly improves outcomes. Cancer survival rates increase 320 times when caught early, yet millions have undiagnosed conditions. Personal diagnostics are transforming this landscape. Today's wearables like Apple Watch and Oura Rings continuously monitor vital signs with FDA-approved capabilities detecting conditions like atrial fibrillation. Specialized innovations include breath biopsy masks identifying 8 cancers through volatile organic compounds and $500 ingestible pill cams replacing 4,000 colonoscopies. The revolutionary potential comes from connectivity, an internet of body, where devices communicate with each other, apps, and global data repositories. This network powers machine learning algorithms that both detect disease and prescribe real-time treatments. Like Google navigating the internet, advanced AI will process your genome, epigenetics, microbiome, and lifestyle against data from hundreds of millions worldwide, shifting healthcare from reactive to proactive and from universal to personalized. When Teresa McKeown's stage 3 breast cancer returned, despite chemotherapy and a double mastectomy, she prepared to die. In a final effort, she joined an experimental program where AI analyzed her cancer's DNA and recommended Opdivo, a drug typically used for skin and lung cancers. 4 months later, her cancer was in full remission. The iPredict clinical study shows patients receiving genomically matched treatments fare twice as well as those without such matching. We're transitioning from the practice of medicine to the science of medicine, where patients receive consistent, evidence-based recommendations regardless of their physician. Your personalome, the collection of your genome, epigenome, microbiome, proteome, and metabiome, creates a sophisticated picture enabling truly personalized treatment. As AI approaches or exceeds human diagnostic capabilities, it won't replace doctors, but will free them from administrative burdens and enhance doctor-patient relationships. For 3 billion people worldwide lacking adequate healthcare but possessing mobile devices, AI-powered telemedicine will democratize quality care, extending precision medicine to previously excluded populations. Victoria Gray's debilitating sickle cell anemia was transformed when she became the first patient treated with CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing, eliminating her pain attacks. This technology represents the near horizon of longevity's potential to alter our genetic code. CRISPR-Cas9 emerged from studying bacterial immune systems, with doctors Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier discovering that the Cas9 protein could be programmed to cut any DNA sequence, earning them the 2020 Nobel Prize. When perfected, gene editing could correct 89% of known hereditary diseases. Scientists are also identifying longevity genes across species. Cynthia Kenyon found mutations in the DAF2 gene doubled C. elegans worm's lifespan, with humans possessing similar genes. Dr. Nir Barzilai's study of centenarians shows genetics plays a significant role in exceptional longevity. Their offspring have 30% less hypertension and 65% fewer strokes than peers. Though genetic engineering is still developing, substantial industry investment and FDA approvals suggest living to 150 or 200 years could eventually become routine. As our bodies deteriorate, regenerative medicine offers solutions to restore and replace damaged tissues and organs. Stem cells, master cells that can become virtually any cell type, show remarkable potential. Chris Barr's recovery from quadriplegia after receiving his own fat-derived stem cell injections demonstrates this, as he progressed from paralysis to walking in weeks. The organ transplant crisis is severe. Someone joins the U.S. waiting list every 9 minutes, with 113,000 Americans needing organs. Companies are developing solutions, growing mini organs and lymph nodes, genetically modifying pig organs for human compatibility, and 3D bioprinting functional tissues. Human augmentation will advance dramatically with artificial organs designed to outlast natural ones. These will include smart hearts with biofeedback sensors, kidneys that track nutrition, and enhanced sensory capabilities. Cellular reprogramming research is progressing rapidly, with scientists using Yamanaka factors to reverse aging signs in mice. David Sinclair envisions a future where longevity genes delivered at age 25 could be activated later with antibiotics, restoring damaged organs and returning the body to a younger biological age. As we approach dramatic human lifespan extension, profound ethical questions emerge. Many oppose radical life extension, citing environmental concerns and potential overpopulation. Aubrey de Grey calls this the pro-aging trance, an irrational resistance to defeating aging. Such pessimism typically underestimates human innovation. Contrary to overpopulation fears, The Lancet projects global population will peak at 9.7 billion in 2064, before declining to 8.8 billion by 2100. Five critical areas threaten human values: power consolidation, worsening wealth inequality, transformation of social institutions, questions of free will, and potential evolutionary conflicts between traditional and enhanced humans. When people routinely live to 200, institutions will transform. Will people marry multiple times? Education might shift toward direct knowledge implantation via brain-computer interfaces, while work patterns could evolve into endless careers or machine-enabled centuries of leisure. The goal isn't eliminating death from hubris, but eliminating disease while extending healthy, productive lives. When you'll be here in 100 years, you invest differently in the future. The revolutionary aspect isn't just adding years to life, but adding life to years, creating a world where biological potential matches human aspirations. The question becomes how we ensure this future arrives equitably, sustainably, and aligned with our deepest values.